with me.
Hello.
For another episode of The Pod Couple. We went like a lot of weeks without doing one, and here we are doing another one.
Stop looking at me. You need to talk into your mic.
Sorry. But let's hope this episode is better than our last one.
Well, let's get a few things clear. You're the reason it sucked. I brought my A game.
I don't know, Keith. I don't know. I brought a song written by Macho Man.
No, you didn't bring that. Macho Man brought that. But I told you not to talk about the fucking cats on this podcast again.
That's true. So how was your weekend? I was away this weekend and you were all by yourself.
No, I wasn't. I was with all my coworkers because I've been working every fucking day. Day 13. This is like of like 12 plus hour days every day. And I'm just so sick of being in the office. So finally today I had the day off.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I call Keith on my way up to Maine on Friday, and what he's talking about how he has to work another day, and I'm being sympathetic. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I know you've had to work like a week straight. He stops me. He's like, no, Danielle, it was not 7 days. It's been 10 days. And he's like all upset. He's like all upset at me for like being the wrong kind of sympathetic. It was...
Well, no, it wasn't just a week. It was, I worked 13 days in a row, and I had to sit at a cubicle for 13 days in a row.
So you wanted me to get that number right.
And I worked like 12 plus hours every day.
Yeah.
I woke up at like 6 so I could get into the office by 7, and I was typically leaving by like 7 or later, most of the times like 8, and I just was so sick and tired of it because I'm working all these hours because other people are just fucking lazy shits that somehow get away with it.
Yeah. It's just funny that you missed the point of my sentence was to be sympathetic and you attack. You're like, no, it wasn't seven days.
You're not being
it was 13.
You're not being sympathetic. That would have been sympathetic to me a week prior, but not this week.
It's tomato, tomato, Keith.
No, it's not. It's 1 week versus 2 weeks.
But I'm still sympathetic.
100% different.
I'm still sympathetic, though.
Not really. You're like, oh, I feel so bad not actually paying attention because I'm on my way to vacation with my best friends. Yeah, great.
Yes.
But, I gotta... Whatever. Moving on. I had one interesting thing happen to me this weekend.
What's that?
So, I went and got pizza, because that's what I
Where'd
do
you
when
get
I'm
it
stressed.
From?
Guess.
Little Caesars.
No.
Oh.
Guess again.
Papageno's?
No. Papageno's?
I have
never
Tim's
purchased.
Spot, not yours.
I've never purchased Papageno's for myself when I was the only one involved.
Presti?
What is your issue?
Well, you like Little Caesars. Why would you go anywhere other than Little Caesars?
Where is my favorite pizza from around here?
Little Caesars?
No. Little Caesars is close, but this one is very similar to Little Caesars.
Oh, Domino's.
Domino's.
Yeah, well, that's because it's a recent thing, the Domino's.
No, it's not recent.
Okay.
Anyway, so I go in there and... So the soda online is $1.79.
Yep.
The soda in store
is
$1.69.
Oh, wow.
I have to order the pizza online to get the coupon to work.
Yep.
But I would have to pay an extra 10 cents.
Wow. That would really break the bank.
If I wanted to buy it online and make it convenient. But I decided to buy it in store instead. And I've done this before.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it. And I felt so
guilty. Any 10 cents you can get.
No, but like I'm not done. Like,
okay.
I felt so guilty. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make their life a little bit easier. And I'm going to pay with cash.
Okay.
So I knew what to expect. It would be $1.74. You know.
After tax?
No, it has the deposit.
Oh, the bottle thing.
Or maybe, you know, maybe it's $1.84 after tax. I don't know. It ends in 4 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact as I just did this. So I tell the guy, I pick it up, and I was like, can I also get a Coke? 20 ounce? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then before he does anything, he pulls 11 cents out of the cash register and he says, I already know what this costs. It's $1.89. And he hands me 11 cents. In the back of my mind, I'm like,
so that's even more than the online price.
No, they must have dropped the price. That's okay. What it would have been. I don't know. Whatever. That's not the point. The point is that he presumes to know how much this costs. I know for a fact it doesn't.
Yeah.
I linger there knowing that he's made a mistake, but I don't want to call him out on it because I don't want to embarrass him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, come on, just give me my, like, 10 cents or whatever, 15 cents that you're cheating me out of. And he doesn't say anything. And I just look at him and I see it on his face. He has absolutely realized his mistake because he punched it into the register.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say anything.
He just stays there. What, so what happened?
What would you do in my situation?
I'd probably, I don't know. Because I wouldn't really care about the extra 10 cents, but I might want them to know that, like, he was actually wrong. And I guess I'd just leave.
I just left.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to embarrass him. I really didn't. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't want to either.
But it's annoying because he puts himself out on this limb.
Yeah, that he knows the prices. He knows it.
And, like, imagine if I was a douchebag. I definitely would have, like, rubbed his nose in it.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that he didn't, like, own up to it. I wasn't like, oh, shoot.
I didn't care. I was so tired. I just wanted my pizza.
Yeah.
I had my pizza. I came home and I just binged on the X-Files for a couple hours. Nice. And then I went to sleep at, like, 9:30.
Binged on the pizza, binged on the X-Files?
I didn't binge on the pizza. I only ate, like, half of it.
Oh.
And it's a medium, so that's not that much.
That's true. That's not bad.
Yeah, but no, I've been watching a lot of the X-Files.
Have you?
Yeah, because I tried to get you into it.
I know. Well, I just feel like it's one of those shows that, like, I don't have to watch every single episode because they're all kind of the same. Like, I want some plot progression.
They're not the same at all.
But, like, I want progression. It kind of reminds me of, like, Law and Order, where it's just, like...
The plot progression is super subtle in the beginning.
Oh.
Because it's more about the weird situations they find themselves
mm-hmm.
in.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Like, every episode has its own, like, contained story.
Yeah, like, it's interesting and it's fun, but I don't feel like, oh, I need to know what happens next and watch the next one. I feel like I could pop in at, like, episode 20.
I'm loving it, though. This was a really important show for me growing up because it was, like, the first one that really, like, my whole family would make a big deal out of and mm-hmm. watch together. It's very dated, especially in the first season in 1993.
Definitely.
Like, it's crazy, but I'm really enjoying it. I don't imagine I'm going to watch it much with you because you never want to watch it.
Well, I'll watch a few episodes with you.
Yeah, I know. But, like, this is one of those shows that I'll watch on my own.
Oh.
It's more like, it's like Parenthood to you.
Yes.
Where, like, I'll begrudgingly watch one when I'm too tired to do anything about
it. Yeah.
But I don't really want to watch it.
Yeah. We watched some Friday Night Lights this weekend up in Maine, which, oh my god, like, I might have to rewatch the series because watching it again, I was just as interested and I didn't, like, know everything that was gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, that show is so good.
I know.
I really think it's the one show that you can recommend to literally everyone.
Yeah.
Literally everyone will like it.
We also went on for, like, hours about how attractive all the guys in the show are.
All of the guys? You mean not all one of them. Guy? It's just
Tim Riggins.
Taylor Kitsch.
And Matt Saracen and the coach.
No, Matt Saracen is, like, a goofball, nice guy, but he's not on Taylor Kitsch's level.
That's true. I feel like you even have a crush on Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's his name. But
Noelle loves him.
I mean, yeah, probably. He's probably my biggest man crush. And yeah. I didn't even know there was such a thing as
there,
a man crush
I think there
until
are.
I saw Tim Riggins.
Everybody just loves him. He's such a good guy. Like, he just, like...
Is he?
No, like, he always... He makes a lot of dumb mistakes, but he always has good intentions to, like, help out the people around him.
Yeah, but he fucks up all the time.
Oh, I know. He fucks up, but he, like, has good intentions.
You know who has good intentions? Fucking who? Matt Saracen. He's taking care of his grandma.
Well, I love him.
All right, calm down. I'm done. I'm done talking about how hot these guys are. Yeah.
They're just characters, but they are... They're very lovable characters. We also have a crush on
don't care
Tammy.
I don't know who Tammy.
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah. Why do you have a crush on Tammy?
We like want to be her.
Why?
Because she's just like a strong woman and like just very pretty and like
yeah, and
she like puts
her
Coach
to
in his place. No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't cheat on Coach.
I didn't say that.
She did not sleep her way to the top.
All right. I'm not ready to talk about Friday Night Lights right now.
Okay.
I'd rather talk about a show that's returning tonight.
What show is that?
You don't know this.
Oh, Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones is returning
tonight.
It's on tonight? Yes. Yeah, how excited are you?
Oh, that's why Poncho included a Khaleesi thing in his weather alert today.
Not talking about cats.
But Poncho
extends to Poncho the weather cat.
Poncho is my weather cat. He sends me emails every day to tell me the weather, but he was like something about Khaleesi. He made a reference, so probably because of Game of Thrones.
Why do people like Khaleesi so much?
I don't know.
What's there to like, Daniel? I don't know. Please play
I guess
the
well,
other end here well, so you can help me understand.
So, I don't love her, but I don't hate her like you. I like her. Like, she's a good female character in that, you know, she's tough and she's, like, in a world full of guys that are going, trying to get the, like, the throne. It's cool to have a girl also going for that throne, too, and show that she can play in the same ball game.
No.
So, I think that's probably what people like about her.
I don't respect any of the people going for the throne.
But you seem to like her the least.
My liking her the least is an absolute reaction to the way everyone else just can't get enough.
Because you always have to... Yes, I was telling people about this the other day. You hate things that people love and that you think are overrated. Because if somebody... People don't really care about a certain singer or whatever, you won't hate them. But if they love a singer that you think is overrated, you hate that singer.
Beyonce sucks.
Your hatred is a result of other people's love.
Well, no. I want people to just... I just feel like they're oblivious.
I don't know if people are obsessed with Khaleesi, though, are they?
A lot more so than they are of, like, Arya, who really is the...
Arya's
cool. Absolutely the most admirable woman in Game of Thrones.
No, that's true.
Like, I don't like Daenerys because she... That's Khaleesi, Daniel.
I know.
I'm just trying to make sure. I don't like her because she's just as entitled as everyone else. She's like, oh... I deserve the throne because my uncle killed someone else to take the throne from them. Now I'm going to go kill someone to take the throne back because it's my blood right.
Who is left in the race for the throne? Like, who does deserve the throne? I'm trying to think.
I liked Stannis Baratheon until he screwed that red bitch.
Yeah. I liked Melisandre. The guy that died.
Oh, yeah, Robb Stark. Yeah, spoiler alert.
I know.
Yeah.
Jon Snow will come in the mix. That would be cool.
I mean, he's not going to come in the mix. He's part of the Night's Watch.
Well, what if he... Can he escape and cause a revolution?
It's clear that neither of us has read any of the
books.
No,
I know. Don't judge.
And also, we're not great at remembering names.
No. Nope.
But I do know that... I have no idea where this season's going. Like, mm-hmm. They changed a ton at the end of last season with Tyrion
Oh, I love him.
Shooting his dad on the toilet. Yeah. And then stowing away. The most interesting thing to me, though, the dynamic that was set up the end of last season was Littlefinger and Sansa Stark.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, he, like, loved her mom, and now it seems like he kind of has a thing for her.
Oh, he definitely has a thing for her. But she, if you look at Sansa, she was just, first she was engaged to Joffrey.
Ugh.
Ugh. And then she was just kind of, then that engagement was off, but she was still stuck there.
Yeah.
Living in King's Landing. And I know it seems like she's in a bad situation, but she's just kind of embracing it. So I'm interested to see where that goes.
Yeah, because she, especially after, didn't they, like, kill her aunt? They just, like, pushed her down that hole?
Well, Littlefinger did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she was getting super jealous because she could see that Littlefinger wanted Sansa.
Yeah, and Sansa's not totally rejecting it, so.
No, I mean, I think she realizes it's her best scenario.
It's her best option.
Yeah. I'm also really interested to see where Jaime Lannister's story goes.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's sort of at odds with Cersei right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he now has this relationship with Brienne of Tarth or whatever her name is. The big...
The Amazon
Amazonian
lady.
Blonde girl.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
It's going to be on in a few hours.
What time?
9 o'clock.
Nine.
But... neither you nor I can really talk too deeply on this subject.
No.
I have another subject to surprise you with.
What is that?
Ooh, this is tough. So I've been thinking a lot.
Okay.
About Game Time, bro.
Yep.
And what I want to do to focus more on. And I want to focus more on streaming.
Okay.
Streaming video, particularly with Ryan. Ryan's committed to streaming with me on every Sunday at like 11 to 12 or 11 to 1 or whatever.
Oh, cool.
But the problem is that streaming's not as easy as it should be.
Yes.
I've got an Xbox One. I got a PS4. They both go directly to Twitch, but only PS4 allows me to stream my party chat.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really want to stream with Ryan
is
all of our old games. Like, all the games we played
that'd be cool. Like played in our childhood.
Yeah. But really the only way to do that is to do it on a computer.
Mm-hmm. So you need a computer.
Well, I have a computer, right? But it's a laptop, and it's super underpowered.
Oh, I mean, like a desktop.
I need, like, a desktop gaming computer.
Does he have one that he could do on his end, or does he not need that?
We both need one if we're going to be streaming. We both need it.
Yes.
But also, I want a more powerful computer to better handle podcasting.
Yeah, so you don't have to take mine.
Don't have to take yours. So I could set it up in the basement, in the desk, and it would just be like the hub for everything. And then there wouldn't be all this crap everywhere all the time.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So, yeah, I'm debating about, well, first I'm bringing the subject to your attention, it's in the back of my mind.
And then could I use the monitor when I work from home?
You could, but we don't have a monitor right now.
Get a desktop, could I use that monitor?
Well, you have to buy a monitor.
I know.
All right, but I was just going to use...
Oh, you were going to use a desktop and a TV.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. We can think about it.
Yeah.
If you want a monitor, maybe we'll have a monitor.
Yeah.
But. What do you think?
I guess it sounds good. that's what you... Sorry, I, like, heard noises outside and it was really distracting. Yeah, I guess if that's what you need to make it go forward more, and then you have that designated time that you could do video games, so it's not, like, interfering with our life and schedule.
Oh, that's not the only time I'm playing video games. It's not 1 hour a week.
I know. Well, you said from, like, 8 to 11.
No, I said 11 to 12 or 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
But that's just when I'm playing video games with Ryan.
Yeah.
Still going to be podcasting and playing video games after that.
Yes.
Yes.
So as long as you make sure to balance this video game time with me, then we will be great.
Well, you didn't.
I know, I left you for the whole weekend.
You left me entire week, and that was on you. So I don't want to hear about making time for each other, because you clearly didn't make any time for me this weekend.
Well, I had this planned a while But yeah, you can get a desktop and do that.
All right, what's my budget?
I don't know how much desktops cost.
All right, just throw a number out. I don't want you to know anything.
400.
400? That's a very limiting budget. I need it to be powerful. Well, I'm debating about trying to sell my laptop.
Oh, and then you had a desktop and then you left it in California.
I sold it to my parents for $900.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. They were nice enough to buy it from us, even though they didn't need it. At the time, we didn't need it, and we didn't want to ship it across country.
That's true.
Yeah. So, that's in the past. And anyway, I need a PC, not a Mac.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a new budget number, because you're way too low right now.
800.
All right, I can deal with that.
Okay.
All right. And I'm not sold entirely, but it's definitely in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought you were going to fight me on this a little bit more. I think you're just feeling guilty right now.
Yeah, because I did leave you for a whole weekend while you were having the worst weekend of your life.
Yeah. I had X-Files to get me through it. Yeah. You know. But
I don't really fight you on purchases. You fight me on purchases.
Yeah, but
I
always bring it to the table and explain to you
what you're gonna do.
I need to do it, and then I ask for your permission.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that with me.
No, I just tell you what I'm gonna buy.
No, you just tell me after the fact. Like, what did you buy in Maine this week?
Oh, I don't need to tell you if I'm gonna buy a bottle of wine or anything. That's stupid.
What did you buy in Maine this weekend?
I bought a bottle of wine, and I bought some Maine Woods lotion from Stonewall Kitchen.
All right. You get your periodic lotions, and I get my computer.
I know. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Well, fine.
We don't have an issue.
I really thought you were going to fight me on this. No. I was like, all right, I'm going to wait until we get on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're going to, well, you're cornering me on a podcast.
I'm going to drop it on her so she gets all defensive, and then we have it out. But you're still just too agreeable. All right, right now, tell me one thing that pisses you off about our marriage, about how I am as a husband.
Well, sometimes you do not tap into the female emotions very well.
What the fuck does that mean?
You are very blunt.
Yeah.
You don't have sensitivity. Oh, yeah. And you focus in on details that don't really have to do with a story, but you totally derail a story I'm telling to focus on one detail that I might have gotten wrong.
I asked for one thing, Danielle, not 800. Look who's not focusing on details now. What are you doing to me? Give me an example. I don't think I've ever done that once.
Yeah, so we were out to dinner a couple weeks ago, and I was talking about the accident I got in. And I was just telling people at the table that, like, I went to go put on my brakes and they didn't work. Pull the story, Keith jumps in and goes off on like a whole tangent about how
Well, you're misleading people.
It wasn't my brakes. It was me. Like, I didn't...
Your brakes worked fine. You just don't know how to drive with brakes on icy roads.
But the point of the story was just, like, how...
Can you talk into your
happened.
Microphone, please?
Sorry.
No. The point of the story was that it was icy conditions and... You ran into the back of a car. Yes, you ran very slowly, mm-hmm. but it wasn't the brakes' fault. They worked exactly how they're supposed to. You turned your car into a sled by slamming on your brakes.
And then the brakes didn't work because I was sliding and not...
The brakes worked exactly like
they're supposed to. No.
You have to pump your brakes in when it's icy conditions.
But still, the brakes weren't working. That was my point.
Danielle.
And it wasn't because of mechanical... Like, the reason it wasn't working was because I slid on ice. But still, at the end of the day,
Danielle.
The story was the brakes weren't working. And that wasn't even the point of the story.
Danielle, can we hold up? You're not letting me talk now. You got to give me time to defend myself.
Okay.
Your brakes worked exactly like they're designed to work.
Which is not working on ice?
No, they stop your wheels from rotating. And then once you're on ice, your wheels can continue to slide because you're slamming on your brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're turning your car into a fucking sled, essentially.
Okay.
So, you didn't have enough room between you and the driver.
But still, they didn't stop my car. And that's basically what I was trying to say is that I couldn't stop my car.
You couldn't stop your car.
But I said it in the wrong words. And so then you freak out.
I didn't want our friends thinking that you're somehow like your brake line was cut or something weird like that.
I don't know if they would go there. I think
it's not like your life was on the line.
I don't think they would go there.
You know, Danielle.
I think only you go there.
You gotta pump the brakes.
Yeah.
On ice. You've lived in New England your entire life.
And I don't drive in the snow.
And you did this time.
I know.
And now you get your wish and you have a new car.
Yep.
Oh, let's talk about your new car.
Okay. What do you want to know about it? How great it is? I love it.
You do love it?
Because
it's tough to tell. A week later, it's tough to tell if you actually like it.
Oh, I do love it. I already have to get it washed, though, because, like, there's so much dust outside, and we have so many pine needles in our driveway that I feel like the inside gets so dirty all the time.
Oh, that's true. But take a step back. What kind of car did you get?
I got a Honda CR-V.
Mm-hmm. What color is it?
And it's a navy blue, and it has a sunroof and fog lights, and it's very, very pretty. And I got it for a great price. It was my first time buying a car on my own at a car dealership, which was really exciting because, like, I actually left the dealership feeling, like, proud. Like, I had accomplished something big. Like, I bought a car, and I got it for a good price, and I got a good rate. It was probably one of the proudest moments I've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was just this feeling that, like, I could do something like that on my own without the help of anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting how it
went.
With
me. Yeah.
Because I was so busy at work that I wasn't even involved in the process.
No.
I didn't even drive the car before you bought it.
No. I did call people just to, like, double check things. Like, I called you. I called my dad just to, like, run things by you. But I did all the talking, and I got my deal. I got what I wanted, so.
Well, do you have any recommendations or tips for people who are about to buy a new car?
Yes. So go in the middle of the week, in the middle of the day, because nobody's at the dealership. So they're more likely to give you what they want, what you want, because they can't be like, oh, well, that guy over there is going to buy it for like $2,000 more. Like, they couldn't do that. I was the only one there. So they want to sell a car because they don't really get many sales during the day and the week. So I would definitely do that. Definitely go at month end or quarter end or year end because they have quotas. So I went the day after, but I would bet that they'd still count that towards that guy's like number.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. There's always overlap. Like,
well, whatever. It doesn't make sense. That's...
Well, they seem to really want to sell the car, so...
Well, whatever. Maybe it's just because they're just sick of having it on their lot.
I bet there's rollover. But yeah, those are my tips. And do your research. Like, I went online and looked at TrueCar and found, like, the price I wanted to pay. And I went in there and said, this is what I want to pay. And then just be prepared to walk.
Well, you're totally missing two key elements your process. One, we got an estimate from a different Honda dealership.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's part of the research I meant.
No, I know. Price. But this dealership is known everywhere as being super cheap. So
get a quote from a super cheap dealership them.
Yes, this was the Weymouth Honda that we got the quote from. Mm-hmm. It's like a no-nonsense, really bare-bones, kind of dilapidated dealership. It's not near the level of showiness that Bach Honda is. So they typically sell their cars cheaper. But I think the key thing you did was that you went to a bank directly to mm-hmm. get your financing.
Yeah, that too. Yep.
Because the website quoted you at almost 2% more on your interest rate than the bank.
Yep. No, that's getting a little bit too financial. This is not a financial podcast.
For sure.
But so I've been noticing lately when I go to my Spotify account that it says that Keith is on my account. What's up, Keith? You never used to listen to a lot of music, and now all of a sudden you're really getting into it.
Well, let's back up and say how much I don't like Spotify in that it only allows one user.
Oh, yeah. That's been, because it's if you sign up for a subscription to something like Netflix or whatever, you should be able to use it on a few devices at a time.
Yeah, it's not one. Like, I'm on, if I try to listen to it on my phone, and then Danielle gets on, it'll say, now...
controlling Keith's phone.
Yeah, so I can... So the good thing is that I can listen to what she's listening mm-hmm. to. But it really sucks during the... when I was working on Saturday and I really wanted to listen to music and you came in. And I know it's your account, but it was just...
What happened? Did you hear what I was listening to?
Well, I have to opt into listening to what you're listening to. But it was garbage.
We were listening to a lot of Sam Smith this weekend.
I honestly don't understand tons of your music.
Oh, what do you have a problem with? Let's talk about it.
I don't know anything specifically. It's all just I don't know. I got nothing.
We were listening to a lot of Sam Smith this weekend. And
it's crazy to me how much I don't like Sam Smith other than that one song that he's popular for.
I disagree.
He's an absolute one-hit wonder. He's going away. No, believe me.
No,
in 5 years, he's going to be completely irrelevant.
But you're already wrong. He doesn't have just one hit. He has multiple hits.
Danielle, do you know how I measure a hit? If I know about it or not.
Well, so he has a duet right now with John Legend called Lay Me Down.
Yeah, that's not his.
He has Stay With Me.
Stay With Me is all he has.
No, the one with John Legend is, that he has that on his CD, but then he redoes it with John Legend.
He's a flash in the pan. In 5 years, he will be absolutely irrelevant.
But Keith, he has a very good voice. Unlike a lot of people right now, he has talent.
He has a ton of talent, and I love that someone who's super talented is getting some sort of recognition.
Yeah.
But he's not the only one with talent, and
Why can't one of them that has talent get recognition?
I don't care that he's getting recognition. I'm just saying that a lot of the songs I don't really enjoy, and he's going to be irrelevant in 5 years.
I disagree with the irrelevant part.
5 years from now.
I think that he could still do
well. He could be, but he won't, because the only people with staying power are fucking non-talented, stupid... figments of their own imagination, bullshit related to PR, blah blah blah. I don't give a fuck. It's if you're not managed by Beyonce's mom, then in 5 years you're not gonna
be relevant. What's your definition of relevant, and is it even important to be relevant? Because there's plenty of people who have good music careers that aren't necessarily in the spotlight all the time. So Sam Smith could easily keep making music that a lot of people listen to, but he might not be talked about at every award show and things like that. And so would you say that is not relevant, and is that not being successful, or?
I don't give a fuck. My only point was,
because I would rather somebody not be relevant, because I don't want to hear about them in the news all the time. I just want to listen to their music.
Well, that's really selfish, because he's going to make less money.
No, I don't think so.
He absolutely will make less money if he's not in the public spotlight all the time.
He'll still make a decent. 1000%. He'll still make a decent living, though.
Whatever. You want him to go to the poorhouse?
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
You don't like him. You secretly don't like Sam Smith.
I like Sam Smith. I forgot to tell you, though, a funny story. Well, about this weekend that happened. So
this weekend you spent in Maine.
Yes, this weekend I went up to Maine with two of my very, 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 very close girlfriends. Yes,
we've established that you hung out with your friends.
Yes. And so on Friday night, we decided to stop in at a Mexican restaurant because Gabrielle and I have not eaten.
Ever?
So, well, that day.
Okay.
Well, in a while. So, for dinner. So, we go into this back room and we're like, oh, yeah, like, this is a good spot to sit. And, like, the only other people in the room are a couple. And, like...
Oh, never mind.
So...
I thought you had walked into, like, the fucking kitchen or some shit.
No. No. So, it's this couple. So, we're like, oh, like, we didn't really take notice. We're eating. All of a sudden, we're like, wait a second. Like, this couple is weird. Like, the girl is sitting on his lap. And, like, playing with his face.
You mean his dick?
And then, like, as it progresses, like, they're, like, making out all of a sudden. And then she's singing to him. Like, there's music on in the restaurant, and she's singing to him.
That's not that weird.
It was the weirdest thing ever. And so we were just like, who does that? Like, especially if you're a couple. Like, why? Why don't you just go home?
Because they wanted, like, some Mexican food.
But they weren't eating. They were done eating.
Oh, I would love Mexican food.
And they were just making out.
Can we have Mexican food?
Yeah, if you want to go.
No, I'm not going to this restaurant where weird people make out.
We could go to Ixtapa.
I don't like Ixtapa.
Oh. Then where would you want to get Mexican food from?
I don't know.
They have it in Nashua, La Coretta.
We're not going there. You have terrible ideas. Moving on.
But yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. And then another funny story that happened, which none of these might be very funny to you.
I'm laughing. Ha 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 ha.
But seriously, though, why would you make out at a restaurant?
Because they're horny as shit. Drunk.
Yeah, no, and just go home.
No, drunk people don't make good decisions.
And at one point in the night...
Do you want them driving?
Well, that's true. At one point in the night, she had her foot, like, in his lap. Like,
how do you see that? Isn't it under the table?
No, it was right out there. No, it was right out there in the open. It was crazy.
Were you scanning his package?
He was really grimy looking. He was pretty...
You love him grimy.
He was pretty beaten. And she was kind of...
You love him grimy.
Yeah, it was weird.
All right.
And Gabrielle took a video of her singing, but she should have taken a video of them making out. So then we'd have...
Why? So you can look at it forever?
No.
So you can remember that moment?
Just so there's evidence that this happened in a
Why?
Restaurant.
Don't you want to forget?
That people were making out.
That's not the first time people have made out in a restaurant.
I've never seen that before. I feel like...
You're so repressed.
I know.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that happened.
Yeah, you know what also happened?
What?
You emptied out your entire old car onto our love seat and you haven't cleaned it.
Well, I didn't have any time last week to do anything.
Oh, you didn't have any time?
You didn't have any time? Let's go back to a thing about our marriage that pisses me off is when you compete with how hard of a day. If I say, like, oh, this has been a really stressful day. You had a stressful day? Oh, my God.
No, but you're I didn't have time to do anything. Oh, except stay in bed 2 hours later than me.
Shush. Your mouth. I needed my beauty sleep.
I needed support this weekend. and you just weren't there.
Because I was super busy, too.
You weren't as busy as me.
No, I had a really busy and stressful week.
No, you were not as busy as me.
So what? I was still busy.
I just needed my wife, and she was nowhere to be found.
Well, you weren't anywhere to be found either, because
I was at work.
Yeah,
exactly.
So where should I be?
Supporting me.
At work? With you?
At home, so when I get home...
No,
it's ready for me.
No, we were out every night this week because your dad was in town. So
you had
more
hours at home than I did.
No,
case
I
closed.
Did not have
yes,
any hours.
You did.
I had cribbage. I had.
Yeah. Yes. You've all these
we
things
had dinner
that
you
prioritized over
times.
Me. Cribbage.
And then we had dinner
Maine.
With your dad for three nights. So I didn't. I wasn't at home.
Yeah, because you didn't go home.
No, I went straight to
been.
Dinner.
Danielle, you got out at 5 every day.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have because I was so
every
behind
day.
On work. Like, I was so stressed. So
all right, people don't want to hear us argue over
no.
Who was
more
this.
Stressed?
Because I was more stressed. Mm-hmm. Yes, we agree. Mm-hmm. Agree to agree. All right, Danielle, I'm going to call an end to this podcast. All right,
me too.
Because, nope, it's me calling an end to it. Okay. Stop stepping on me right now. Because I want you to clean that fucking love seat.
Okay.
There's two. No, and let's before we end this, I just want to go over item by item of what is on our love seat. Not one, but two license plates.
A bag of trash.
A bag of trash the size of a basketball. An unopened envelope that clearly contains something fragile.
Business cards.
My business cards from 2 years ago.
A dollar from a Chinese restaurant for Chinese New Year. A red envelope.
Great. A paycheck folded in half with notes written on it.
Car information.
Altoids, I think.
Some cords.
Yes, an iPhone 4 charging cable and you don't have an iPhone 4 anymore.
Can I throw that out?
Nope, because we still have iPads that use
That's
it.
That's true.
And then a business card of auto body shop, maybe?
Yeah, or the guy who sold me my car.
Plus just like another pound or two of mail.
Yeah.
Just miscellaneous garbage.
Yeah.
All right, well, I know what you're going to be doing for the next...
What are you going to be doing?
Laying on the couch.
No, but
I've earned it. Oh. I have earned it.
Ugh. Fine, Keith. Well, next time, give me some more notice about these podcasts, and I will come up with an agenda.
You should always be thinking about what you can talk about.
I have so many other things to think
about. Oh, my God. You have so much to think about.
I do.
You're right. All right, well... You know, you can always find us on GameTimeBro.com or on GameTimeBro on Twitter or Instagram. You can email Danielle and I at podcouple@GameTimeBro.com if you have any questions or if you want to show your support for me because Danielle's clearly in the wrong on everything.
Complaints
about Danielle.
About Keith. About Keith.
But yeah, so thanks for listening. It's been fun, but mm-hmm. Danielle, have you been practicing a sign-off? What are you thinking?
I've still gotta come up with one.
Come up with one right now.
Toodaloo.
Jesus Christ.